Welcome to Stitchology, where we craft with intention, guided by God's grace. I am Pastor Tina Krog, and this episode of the Easter Blooms devotional is from Judges chapter 4. I will be leading today's devotion. I serve St. Jacob Lutheran Church in Massillon, Ohio. You can learn more about me and my ministry at the end of this episode.
A reading from Judges chapter 4. This translation is from The Message. The people of Israel kept right on doing evil in God's sight. With Ehud dead, God sold them off to Jabin, king of Canaan, who ruled from Hazor. Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim, was the commander of his army. The people of Israel cried out to God because he had cruelly oppressed them with his 900 iron chariots for 20 years. Deborah was a prophet, the wife of Lapidoth. She was judge over Israel at the time. She held court under Deborah's palm between Ramah and Bethel in the hills of Ephraim. The people of Israel went to her in matters of justice. She sent for Barak, son of Abinoam, from Kadesh and Naphtali, and said to him, "It has become clear that God, the God of Israel, commands you. Go to Mount Tabor and prepare for battle. Take 10 companies of soldiers from Naphtali and Zebulun. I'll take care of getting Sisera, the leader of Jabin's army, to the Kishon River with all his chariots and troops, and I'll make sure you win the battle." Barak said, "If you go with me, I'll go, but if you don't go with me, I won't go." He said, "Of course I'll go with you, but understand that with an attitude like that, there'll be no glory in it for you. God will use a woman's hand to take care of Sisera." Deborah got ready and went with Barak to Kadesh. Deborah said to Barak, "Charge! This very day God has given you victory over Sisera. Isn't God marching before you?" Barak charged down the slopes of Mount Tabor, his 10 companies following him. God routed Sisera. All those chariots, all those troops before Barak. Sisera jumped out of his chariot and ran. Barak chased the chariots and troops all the way to Harosheth Hagoyim. Sisera's entire fighting force was killed, not one man left. Meanwhile, Sisera, running for his life, headed for the tent of Jael, wife of Heber the Kenite. Jabin, king of Hazor, and Heber the Kenite were on good terms with one another. Jael stepped out to meet Sisera and said, "Come in, sir. Stay here with me. Don't be afraid." So he went with her into her tent. She covered him with a blanket. He said to her, "Please, a little water. I'm thirsty." She opened a bottle of milk, gave him a drink, and then covered him up again. He said, "Stand at the tent flap. If anyone comes by and asks you, 'Is there anyone here?' tell him, 'No, not a soul.'" Then, while he was fast asleep from exhaustion, Jael, wife of Heber, took a tent peg and hammer, tiptoed toward him, and drove the tent peg through his temple all the way into the ground. He convulsed and died. Barak arrived in pursuit of Sisera. Jael went out to greet him. She said, "Come, I'll show you the man you're looking for." He went with her, and there he was, Sisera, stretched out dead, with a tent peg through his temple. The word of the Lord.
when you have a minute, I invite you to do a Google search for images of Deborah. As you're looking through these images, you're probably going to see a lot of pictures of Deborah with a sword in one hand and the other hand pointed outward as if showing exactly where she's going to lead her soldiers in battle. Some of these pictures will also include symbols of justice, perhaps the scales of justice trying to balance, or maybe Deborah's holding the scrolls of the law, some way to let us know that she's a judge. But every once in a while, you're going to come across the image of Deborah with a honeycomb or a bee, as in the thing that goes buzz, buzz, buzz. I'm all about the arts, and I could not help but figure out why these bees were suddenly popping up all over Deborah's iconography. Why do we find bees? She's a warrior. The sword, the laws, that makes sense for a warrior judge. But bees, the things that hang out on flowers? Really? In Hebrew, the name Deborah, turns out, is also the word for bee. And throughout scripture, bees are described not as being some docile, innocent insect that help pollinate the earth. Bees are described as cunning pursuers. The psalmist tells us about how enemies swarm them like a gang of bees. Isaiah describes enemies to be like bees hiding in the crevices of the rocks, where they are going to jump out and sting you if you get too close at the wrong time. One bee by itself isn't going to cause a lot of damage. Well, unless you're allergic. For most people, a single bee isn't much more than a nuisance. The danger of bees, so the Bible describes, is when they work together. They aren't much when by themselves, but when united together, bees are deadly. This is what happens with Deborah and Jael. Deborah had some clout, being a warrior judge and all, but Jael, she was no one special, just some guy's wife. Nothing more than a pesky bee among the wildflowers. Together, though, in their plotting and planning, these women manage to swarm their enemy. They are able to strike. Together, they enact justice. They were hiding in the crevices of the rock, waiting to make their attack. Now, I am, for the record, not suggesting we form a violent coup to enact justice. We are children of the cross, and we know from Jesus's example that there are other ways to accomplish peace that use different sorts of weapons than what were available to Deborah and Jael. The weapons of Jesus are the tools of forgiveness and acceptance and accountability. But I do think we can learn something from Queen Bee Deborah. We are the most powerful when we are united together. Our ministry makes a sharper sting when we aren't buzzing alone by ourselves. How might you be a part of God's swarm for justice? In what ways can you rise up to strengthen the divine hive of God? How can you work together for justice, like Jael and Deborah did, in ways that are unexpected, necessary? Let us pray. Loving God, your call buzzes in our ears. You call us into community because we are most powerful when we work together. Help us to build a swarm for justice that follows the values of Christ. For it is in his name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. I am Pastor Tina Krog, and I minister alongside the good folk at St. Jacob Lutheran Church in Massillon, Ohio. I am a craftivist, proud mom, avid book reader, and have an intimate relationship with coffee from Dunkin'. I have a Master's of Divinity degree from the Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago, and am currently working on my Doctor of Divinity degree in the Theology of the Arts at United Theological Seminary of the Twin Cities. I would like to uplift my husband, Kevin, for serving as our liturgist today. Our music is entitled Separation by William King. If you enjoy what you've heard and would like to support the podcast, consider becoming a patron on Patreon. Your contribution helps us keep this ministry going.